Tell us, Mary, what did you see on the way? I saw the glory of the risen Christ. I saw his empty tomb. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early in the morning, while it was still dark, and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." Mary stayed outside the tomb weeping, and as she wept, she bent over into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and one at the feet where the body of Jesus had been. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken my Lord, and I don't know where they laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus there, but did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" She thought it was the gardener and said to him, "Sir, if you carried him away, tell me where you laid him, and I will take him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabuni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Stop holding on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and tell them, I am going to my Father and to your Father, to my God and to your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and then reported what he told her. The Gospel of the Lord. Today is July 22nd, and it is my sister's birthday, whose name is Mary. And I want to give her a shout out today in this homily. Why? Well, because I believe it is providential, God's plan, that she shares the same name as the saint whose feast we celebrate today, Saint Mary Magdalene. But first, I want to note that she did not receive the name Mary due to being born on the feast day of St. Mary Magdalene, although that naming of babies is a Catholic custom. In my home country of India, we have a very specific way of naming children. Namely, pun intended, they bear the names of their grandparents. For example, the firstborn son is named for his grandfather on his father's side. The firstborn daughter is named for her grandmother on the father's side. Hence, my sister, being the firstborn daughter, is named for our father's mother, Mary, not Saint Mary Magdalene. Did you follow all that? Nonetheless, it was not by accident that my sister Mary was born on the feast day of Saint Mary Magdalene, because both women share the most important trait in common: intense love for Jesus. In the Gospel today, Mary Magdalene demonstrates her devotion to her Lord by staying at the tomb weeping. The Gospel pericope we read this morning omitted verses 3 through 10. Did you notice? Where John and Peter run to the tomb, but eventually leave. But Mary Magdalene's love for the Lord was not a flickering flame, like it often was for the apostles. Rather, it was a towering inferno of undying devotion. And it is precisely because of that unwavering love that she is the first to behold and even to touch the resurrected Christ. And further, her love uniquely qualified her to be sent as the apostle to the apostles. And so Jesus says to her, "Go to my brothers and tell them, I am going to my Father and to your Father, to my God and to your God." My sister Mary attended Vanderbilt University in Nashville. You know, my brother got the brains in the family, and I obviously got the good looks. But my sister got both the beauty and the brains. But my sister was endowed by more than natural gifts. She also had the supernatural gift of faith. So in her free time in Nashville, she volunteered with the Nashville Dominican nuns while discerning a possible religious vocation. Today, my sister is happily married to Dr. Anthony Gouldy, a dentist and also a devout Catholic, and they have 5 children. The oldest, Rachel, is considering a religious vocation. And the second son, Jacob, is pondering the possibility of the priesthood. In other words, the apple has not fallen far from the tree. Like produces like. That is, like Mary Magdalene shared her faith with the apostles, so my sister shares her faith with her children. There's another respect in which my sister and today's saint share a similar calling. My sister works at her parish church as the director of the OCIA program, what used to be called the RCIA program. In other words, her role is to help people who are falling in love with Jesus discover the untold riches of that faith in the Catholic Church. What job could be more satisfying than bringing hungry people to be fed at the eternal banquet of the Eucharist? And that Eucharistic food of bread and wine is precisely what Mary Magdalene saw, the risen and glorified body and blood of the victor over sin and death. And by the way, that is why Catholics are not cannibals, as sometimes people accuse us of being. Cannibals eat the bodies of dead people. Catholics, by contrast, consume the body and blood of someone who is far more alive than you and me. And consuming his living body and blood gives us hope to live forever too. That's why we receive the Eucharist. In a sense, my sister has received a similar mandate from Jesus to go to my brothers and tell them, I am going to my Father and to your Father and to your God, to my God and to your God. And incidentally, like Providence hitting us over the head with a baseball bat to get our attention, do you know the name of the parish church where my sister goes to Mass and works on the staff? You guessed it, St. Mary Magdalene. My sister and today's saint share a lot in common. Praise be Jesus Christ.